This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. It's been 10 days since Italy assumed the rotating presidency of the European Union. Already, Italy's relations with Germany have reached a new low, prompted by anti-German insults by Italy's Prime Minister Silvio Berlusconi and another member of his government. Germany's Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder has canceled his summer vacation in Italy. And at home, Berlusconi's coalition is in disarray. NPR's Silvia Poggioli is in Rome. Who's in control of the government there?
Well, if you listen to Prime Minister Berlusconi, he's convinced he's firmly at the helm. Speaking of his coalition partners yesterday, he said, "They would commit suicide without me." But there were serious problems that came out about a month ago when the four-party coalition did worse than they expected in regional elections. Despite media tycoon Berlusconi's direct or indirect control of 90% of Italian television. And the poor election results highlighted internal conflicts in the coalition, which brings together some pretty strange bedfellows. There's the xenophobic and separatist Northern League, the nationalistic Northern Alliance, which is the heir to the fascist party. There's a small centrist party. And then there's Berlusconi's own Go Italy party, which resembles more an advertising campaign than a political formation. And now some of Berlusconi's partners are annoyed by what they see as his failure to fulfill campaign promises, such as reform of the bureaucracy, big tax cuts, and creating 1.5 million new jobs.
Well, what has the Berlusconi government been doing during its 2 years in power?
Well, it has spent a great deal of time passing bills that enable Berlusconi and some of his cronies to sidestep their many judicial investigations for corruption. And now the Senate is pushing through a controversial media bill that would allow Berlusconi to consolidate and enlarge his media empire. It would lift restrictions on TV and newspaper ownership and on advertising ceilings. Now, this law has angered even some of Berlusconi's centrist allies, who accuse him of being too authoritarian and too focused on his own personal and business interests. And they have submitted several radical amendments to the media bill. Now, the Northern League is also angry with Berlusconi because they accuse him of having abandoned his promise to pass a law on devolution, which means decentralization and greater autonomy for the various Italian regions. They have a very fiery leader, Umberto Bossi, who was responsible for the collapse of Berlusconi's first government in 1994. And now he's again threatening to leave the coalition. But for the moment, these are only threats. The Northern League had big losses in last month's regional elections, so Bossi feels he has to raise his populist rhetoric even higher than usual. And he caused outrage with comments against immigrants. He's always talking against immigrants. Some of his more recent comments are even more outrageous than normal. He calls Africans bingo bongo, and he has proposed that cannons be fired at ships bringing illegal immigrants to Italy. And now he's campaigning against the government's proposed pension reform and an amnesty bill. Then there's the leader of the National Alliance, Gianfranco Fini, who has been working hard to shed his party's fascist, the image of the party's fascist past. And he was part of the committee that drafted the new European Union Constitution. And he was dismayed by Berlusconi's embarrassing debut at the European Parliament last week, where he taunted a German MP, comparing him to a Nazi prison guard.
And that was only the first German insult, right?
Yeah, a few days ago, right after Berlusconi reluctantly called the German Chancellor Gerhard Schroeder to express regret for the comment, a junior minister for tourism of all fields, a man named Stefano Stefani, also of the Northern League, he gave an interview in which he called Germans hyper-nationalist blondes who have been indoctrinated to feel top of the class and who loudly invade Italian beaches. Well, Germans reacted with understandable outrage. The Interior Minister Otto Schily, who happens to own a house in Tuscany, suggested Berlusconi fire his minister. And the tabloid Bild carried the headline, "No More Bella Italia." To top it off, Chancellor Schroeder canceled his planned two-week vacation in Italy, preferring to stay in his hometown, Hanover. Now, the president of the region where Schroeder was supposed to vacation has demanded financial damages from Berlusconi because of the cancellation. Now, this could really trigger huge economic losses in Italy. Tourism is the biggest industry. Germans represent 40% of all tourists who visit Italy. Last year, 10 million Germans spent $10 billion in Italy. People here will soon realize that nationalistic jokes can hurt the pocketbook.
NPR's Sylvia Poggioli in Rome.